everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes.
Hoping this Cab Calloway takes us into Radio Nibbles, our regular Thursday morning conversation with John Lendorf. Hey, good to see you.
Good to see you, Sam. For listeners who may not be aware, Sam and I originated Radio Nibbles back before the turn of the century.
Yes, in the 1900s we did that, I think.
Yes, back in the 1900s. We just kind of banged rocks together and communicated that way. Welcome to Radio Nibbles. I hope you have your big steaming cup of chai and you're sitting outside because finally, we have a blue sky. And that's a beautiful thing, and that's why we're welcoming in Chef Dakota Seufer, who's here. He's the chef and owner of Cafe Aeon up on the hill. He's been our guest before, and welcome back.
Hi, good morning. Great to be here.
How's life up on the hill?
Yeah, it's getting a little exciting. Just got through graduation, Mother's Day. Of course, it was raining and disgusting all week.
Of course.
Which is the only way to welcome in families from California. But otherwise, yeah, there's some dust flying up there with two hotels and the convention center being built across the street from each other, which we're excited about.
I have a trick question for you. You've been in business how long in Boulder?
13 years.
So are we back to normal now? That's a trick question.
Post-pandemic wise? It feels pretty close, yeah. Other than you still have to scan a menu to look at it some places, which drives me nuts.
Oh, good. I was going to mention that.
But yeah, I would say it feels like it, you know. I love being able to eat outside. It's nice to see that you have more options for that.
Speaking of outside, one of the things we want to celebrate right now is that the first paella ever has gone into space. It went up to the space station there on a private trip. Chef Andres made it. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. No, it's a great step for rice around the world to be seen that far away. But no, I think it's cool. I mean, every now and then I'll poke around the grocery store aisles and see what's out there for rice. And there's some pretty fun shelf stable, you know, quick or instant rice dishes. It seems like Indian food and curries have, I think I've mentioned risotto as well, is at the forefront of instant rice dishes, but maybe there is room for paella to be more convenient. I don't know how I feel about that, but it could be interesting.
Certainly better than what they ate in space when I was a kid.
The freeze-dried ice cream.
And speaking of, let's tell people a little bit what paella is as I dig into some of the paella that you brought us.
Oh, man, you made this paella?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dakota.
So paella, traditional Spanish rice dish. I think the way back when's are... some Roman soldiers were marching around with their large round shields. They'd carry a little bag of rice, a few threads of saffron, start a fire, flip the shield over, put the rice in there, maybe catch a rabbit, throw that in there as well. Throw your threads of saffron, whatever seasoning, and...
And the studio smells like saffron right now. Yeah. Pretty nice change of pace, Samuel.
And a little egg for some protein.
Yeah, breakfast
and
paella.
Contrast.
Yeah.
Well, you used to serve breakfast paella when you had a farmer's.
Yeah, when we did the farmer's market, kind of needed to figure out a way to do something for the first few hours rather than just standing around. So we threw an egg on it. People enjoyed it.
And I infer from your previous comment that you really don't want to rush paella. It's like a slow food.
So very similar to risotto in that it's a type of rice that's absorbs a lot of liquid. The main difference, one of the main differences, is risotto, you're stirring, 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 releasing all these starches. It becomes so creamy and delicious. Paella, you're not stirring. Those starches fall to the bottom of the pan and slowly crisp and create the really delicious sucrot, which is like that.
So the crunchy stuff on the bottom actually has a name.
Yeah, yep, sucrot. But yeah, it does take about 40, 45 minutes.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about what you have planned for the summer. Obviously, fun and food at Cafe Aeon. But you have some farm dinners planned.
Yeah. I'm really excited. I was asked to cook alongside with the team at Meadowlark Farm Dinners, which I helped out on their first season about 14 or 15 years ago, and was the chef for a year after that, and then went on and opened Cafe Aeon and would help out here and there. The business has since changed hands, and really exciting new owner, a young female, Lena, is the head of it. But it's still a school bus that has been outfitted as a commercial kitchen. They pull behind it an 8-foot wood-fired grill and a small truck that carries all of the tables, chairs, tents, beautiful white tablecloths are set up.
So it's at Meadowlark? The dinner.
The business is called Meadowlark, and it travels around Boulder County to a variety of different farms.
So where will people find the dinners?
Speedwell Farm, very Aspen cool. Moon, Lions Farmette, Cure Farm, and I'm sure there'll be more.
Cool.
Really neat thing to try if you haven't a farm dinner.
Amazing. This is a great time, perfect date night. Wine is offered as well.
I really think it's an incredible opportunity to really, you know, it's different than going to a farm stand or a market, you know.
Well, we're almost out of time. John, any final thoughts? We got about 45 seconds.
I hope everyone looks at Nibbles in the Boulder Weekly. Have a story about serious food adventures you can have this summer in Colorado. I hope you'll join us next week because we have our hour-long kitchen table talk.
Well, Dakota, thanks so much for the paella this morning, and Cafe Aeon sounds like it's going strong on the hill. With all the changes,
you, riding
the wave.
Absolutely.
Right. Good to see you, and thank you, John. It's wonderful to see you again.
Sam, a genuine pleasure.